Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional. We are continuing on in our Lenten series, and today's passage comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Amen. What are some words you would use to describe who you are? As per the typical icebreaker question, you may answer with your life stage, your major, your occupation, your hobbies, passions, etc. I am a Korean-American woman, Bostonian, a board game connoisseur, a music lover, a foodie. The list goes on and on. There are so many things that comprise our identity and sense of self. Unfortunately, there may be other identifiers that we use each day that do not align with God's heart for us. For example, I'm not smart enough, and therefore I am stupid. I'm not skinny or big enough or fit enough, and therefore I am ugly and unattractive and undesirable. I'm not sociable or cool enough, and therefore I am a loner. But today's passage tells us exactly who we are. It tells us our identity in Jesus Christ. It says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession." There may have been experiences in your life where you felt second best, unseen, or forgotten. But God says that you are chosen. We were chosen by God not because of our merits or perfect moral record. He chose to love us by his mere grace, a grace that is undeserving yet abundant in his mercy. This is such freeing news. It means that we don't need to strive or earn God's love. And this kind of chosen is not like choosing the golden ticket out of the lottery. God chose you, not randomly, but he chose you because he loves you, and his love was demonstrated to us on the cross by Jesus Christ. And the beautiful thing is that we get to choose to love God today. He gives us the free will and choice to love him in return. The passage continues on to say that we are a royal priesthood. In the Old Testament, royalty and priests were separated. Even kings could not be priests. But because of Jesus, the great high priest, we now have complete access to the Father. We no longer need a priest to atone for our sins, as Jesus did that for us once and for all. Not only that, but we are royal too. And I think it's safe to say that most people in our church come from typical families. Royal families like Queen Elizabeth's are not what we typically see in our day-to-day life here in Boston. But you are a king's kid. You are royalty. If you turn on Netflix, you will see many shows that follow the extravagant lives of rich and royal people, like the new show called Young, Rich, and African, or Bling Empire. They have status, power, and money. But God's kingdom operates differently. In fact, it is the complete opposite. Scripture says that the last shall be first. This means that the people that the world deems as unworthy or out of the family heritage, they are the ones crowned with glory in God's royal kingdom. Speaking of Netflix shows, there's this one scene where this woman was being chastised. She said, "Do you know who I am? I am so-and-so's daughter, and you have no right to say that to me." The enemy is brutal and wants to come and destroy our sense of identity. But imagine saying those words to him every time he lies and accuses you. Satan, "Do you know who I am? I am the daughter of the King Most High, and you have no right to say that to me. You and I, we are a royal priesthood. Continuing on in the passage, Scripture says that we are a holy nation. Now, this nation is not tied to a particular country. This nation comprises of the people of God. It spans borders, politics, language, and race. And God's people are called to be holy, otherwise known as set apart. We are called to be set apart from the world, to be in the world but not of it. Yet Israel failed time and time again, and the church continues to have many shortcomings and mistakes today when we veer off course from the gospel message. But we can be holy in a relationship with Him because Christ is our righteousness. Our standing before God is because of Christ. Let's remember that truth this morning. And lastly, it says that we are God's possession. This means that our lives are not our own. We are not meant to live for ourselves, but rather for God. And for what purpose? Verse 9 says, to worship Him. Praise focuses your attention to God. Taking time to deliberately focus on God's character allows us to have strength and joy amidst difficulties. He called us out of the darkness and into His marvelous light. Church, we were chosen for a reason, to worship. So let's give Him our worship today. Ask God to reveal one of the identifiers from today's passage to focus on, and let us respond in worship this morning. Let's pray. God, we thank You that despite the many voices of the world that tell us who we are, You tell us very clearly who we are. We are Your sons and daughters. We are Your chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for Your possession. I pray that we may proclaim the excellencies of You, You who called us out of darkness into marvelous light. For we were not a people, but now we are Your people. Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received Your mercy. So we thank You. Fill us with Your Spirit today as You commit this day to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.